It's another tequila sunrise.
I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Drinking again.
Well, let's do it. Friday drink of the week. Roll in the cart, please.
There's the cart. What are we making today?
We are making a Glasgow mule, which is with, it's like a mule, but it's with scotch. See this bottle of scotch over there? I need that.
It's Dewar. Dewar and water.
Dewar.
Not as easy as you think.
Dewar on the rocks. Okay. And no, we are not using the copper mug because that is just a fad. You can do it in a regular glass, and they sweat in Texas anyway, so you don't need it.
If you see the show Better Call Saul, this is a drink they always order.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever they go to the restaurant.
With that really expensive scotch.
So you get a tall glass, and you put in ice.
These are tall glasses.
All right. Then... then you get your scotch, and we're using Dewar's white label here, and you put in 2 ounces, which is a good shot with some overpour. I'm out of breath because I was running, because I forgot one of them.
You were reaming. Reaming in the kitchen.
I'm shaking like crazy. I don't know why. Okay.
Low sugar. Low blood sugar.
Yeah. Then you get some elderflower. liquor. It's Saint Germain.
Your mother was a gerbil and your father smelled of elderflower.
And you were putting in a little, like it's 3/4 of an ounce. It's the little end of the jigger.
In honor of Bastille Day.
For Bastille Day.
I think it was a hamster. Never mind.
Storm the Bastille.
Is this all because of all this Russian crap that's going on? This Glasgow thing? Is that what made you think of it?
No, this is scotch. Scotland. I think a Moscow mule would be the...
Oh, the Moscow mule. This
Russian
is for Scotland.
Yeah, this All is right. for the Scots. All right, then you put in a dash of your bitters.
Bitter?
Just
There's no joke that we can't turn that into.
Bitter, Dewar on ice. Okay, I bitter and then I Dewar. And then you...
it just gets better.
And then you lime your limer. Waka. You you do 3/4 of an ounce of lime juice. These are fresh squeezed lime juice. This is not the stuff that you buy.
Not in that plastic pretend lime.
Yeah.
Or in a bottle.
Which works well in a pinch, but it's not as good.
No. It's like cooking with lemon juice. It's mm-hmm. better to take the time and squeeze it.
Yeah. And then you get your ginger beer. This is lemon and ginger beer. It's a Carbach beer. And you're going to just top it off.
This is a very interesting concoction.
And is this identical to the Moscow Mule except for the scotch?
I think the elderflower gives it a little bit of a something special. I don't know if the... Is elderflower usually in a Moscow Mule?
She's asking Chris, who's filming this right now on our Facebook pages, Facebooking it, because he's worked at a bar.
Yeah.
Well, Susie in her prior life was a...
I did, but
a dancer.
No, a bartender.
Oh.
I was a dancer. I was a waitress first. No, but a dancer.
You were trying to get through college.
Yeah,
we know.
And then you give it just a little, just a tiny bit of a stir.
Susie's the reason they invented the 3-foot rule.
How many of these did you make?
I made 4.
Right. For us and producer Haas. It
looks
interesting. It's kind of far. Oh, because there's the beer. I was wondering where the head came from.
Yeah, you get a head from the beer.
I like the looks of it. It's kind of yellowish.
It's pretty.
It's pretty. Looks good.
Now, the reason why what I did was I looked up refreshing scotch drinks for the summer because you don't necessarily think scotch is a summertime cocktail.
Let's do it.
Interesting. Mm. I'm going to have to get a little more.
Wow, that's tart.
Tart?
Ah,
I'm tasting the lime. The lime is strong.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
This would be really good out by the pool. Who would think you would drink scotch out by the pool? But I'm really liking it.
I'm not even a scotch drinker. It's not my deal. But this is really very good.
Yeah,
I
am surprised.
Came off very nice. I'm gonna definitely swallow on this one.
Swallow. I'm gonna spit. The flavors don't quite meld for me.
Okay.
But
it gets better as you go on, too, because you get through the whole body of it.
Yeah.
You're a party pooper, Dean.
Well, that's my take on it. This isn't, we all make the drink and have to agree on it.
No, but it's the consensus is 3-1. I think the audience will like it, and we'll post the recipe
Yum.
On our Facebook and webpage.